Exodus 2. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying, and she took pity on him.
"This must be one of the Hebrews' children,"
she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter,
"Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?"
Pharaoh's daughter said to her,
"Yes."
So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her,
"Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages."
So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses because she said,
"I drew him out of the water."
One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and saw their forced labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his kinsfolk. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, he saw two Hebrews fighting, and he said to the one who was in the wrong,
"Why do you strike your fellow Hebrew?"
He answered,
"Who made you a ruler and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?"
Then Moses was afraid and thought,
"Surely the thing is known."
When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh. He settled in the land of Midian and sat down by a well. The priest of Midian had 7 daughters. They came to draw water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. But some shepherds came and drove them away. Moses got up and came to their defense and watered their flock. When they returned to their father Reuel, he said,
"How is it that you've come back so soon today?"
They said,
"An Egyptian helped us against the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock."
He said to his daughters,
"Where is he? Why did you leave the man? Invite him to break bread."
Moses agreed to stay with the man, and he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah in marriage. She bore a son and named him Gershom, for he said,
"I have been an alien residing in a foreign land."
After a long time, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned under their slavery and cried out. Out of the slavery, their cry for help rose up to God. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God looked upon the Israelites, and God took notice of them.